Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace be to you from God our Creator, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who sends us out. Amen. So the book of Revelation, the last book in the Bible, is a book about promises for the future and about warnings for the present time. And the book of Revelation is one that has been included in the music of the church since the church was created. And you may think that it's only the older hymns that include images from Revelation, but it's contemporary music as well. One of my seminary professors says that if the contemporary praise and worship industry had to take away all of their images of Revelation in their music, the industry would collapse because Revelation is so much a part of that music. So if you have sung hymns in church, if you have ever listened to KTIS while you're driving, the images of Revelation are a part of your faith. And the words of Revelation are a part of your heart because it is that important to the music of the church. And you could hear it this morning as we sing Crown Him with Many Crowns. That is a direct reference to the images that we heard this morning from chapter 4 of Revelation. Chapters 4 and 5 are some of the most popular chapters in church and in Christian music. So Revelation, full of imagery, and imagery that we can't forget. This morning's imagery is so vivid and so beautiful. The writer John sees the heavenly throne. He sees God in front of him, lit up like jewels. He can't actually see God's face. And in front of God is this long walkway to the throne that looks like a glassy crystal sea. And around the throne are four attendants. And one is a human face. The other three are animal faces who have six wings and eyes all over their bodies. These strange images that are hard for us to understand. And around these four attendants are 24 elders who are in the heavenly realm as well, serving God. And in this image, they rise up from where they are seated and they come before God and they cast their crowns before him. If you've heard the image of casting crowns, there's actually a Christian band whose name is Casting Crowns. That comes directly from this image of these elders taking off their earthly crowns and throwing them before God, saying, God is the ruler of all, and we are not. And that is what this image is all about. The writer of John has been exiled to an island called Patmos because the powers that be did not like what he was doing. And during his time on the island, he is given these visions by God and writes them in order to give them back to the churches of the time. One of the popular ways of interpreting the book of Revelation that has been around for a long time is the idea that Revelation is written in code, and that these images stand for something that the people of the time would know, but nowadays that we don't understand the cultural references, we don't have the code-breaking skills. And so we read Revelation and we can only guess as to what each part means. And that the book was written specifically for people experiencing persecution in the church. And also, it's interpreted at times as a predictor for the apocalypse and the end of the world, and that if we could just break the code in Revelation, that we would be able to know when and how the end of the world will come. This is some traditional interpretation, but it is not the only one, and now as people continue to read the book, there are new ways of thinking about it. And as you read the book of Revelation, the first few chapters show you that it is written to seven churches by John. And of these seven churches, two of them are experiencing persecution. The other five are experiencing assimilation. They are getting too comfortable in the culture around them and in accepting what is happening by the powers around them. And John was concerned with Christians who were too comfortable and those who went along with things. And the picture language, these vivid images in Revelation that we can't forget that are part of our faith, are not necessarily meant to conceal God, to hide God from us, to be a code, but they are meant to reveal God, to show us who God is and how God works. And they tell you a lot about God. Because when we think about Revelation, we often think of destructive imagery. But chapter 4 that we hear this morning is not destructive at all. It's an image of God on a throne, God in control, God who is in charge of everything. And it also reminds us and shows us that God is the creator of all, this central piece that God was, God is, and God is to come, always present through time, and who has created us and the world and everything around us. God, who stands apart from humans, is mysterious, shines like jewels, but also is a part of our hearts. And all of creation in this image, everything around God is oriented toward God, looking to God as the center of everything. And this image can be either comforting or it can be challenging for people who read it. Because what we're clearly shown in this image is that human beings are not the center of everything, which is sometimes the impulse that we have as humans. Of the four creatures that attend to God, only one has a human face. The other three are all part of creation, animals. And the 24 elders are the ones who cast their crowns before God, showing that God is in charge and powerful, and that as humans, we are not. And when Revelation was written, popular culture often put humans as the center of everything. And this image of the heavenly throne shatters this assumption. God is creator, center, beginning and end. God's kingdom is more majestic and powerful than any kingdom that we could ever create on earth. So how do we hear this letter today, this chapter 4, this image from Revelation of God on the throne? What does this mean to us? It's not a coded prediction as to how the world will end, but depending on where you are today and where anyone is who reads this, you'll hear it differently and it will challenge you in different ways. Those who are experiencing suffering and despair and who need a word of hope will find this scripture incredibly comforting. African American churches for years and years and years have found the book of Revelation to be a source of hope and comfort. And we find hope in the power of God who ultimately destroys suffering and oppression. Human beings may be hurtful, life may be hard, but God's power reigns. And today, as we come off this weekend of this terrible news cycle of the protests in Charlottesville, we're faced with these difficult images and realities that are hard to hear about the culture that we live in. And the actions of these protests aren't new. They are a part of us. And Revelation warns us against becoming too comfortable, looking away, not paying attention to what is happening around us, to become numb to the images that we see. As Christians, what is in front of us always is truth, to know that God reigns, that humans often need to be corrected. And as Christians, what do we need to remember at times like this? To love justice and mercy, to walk humbly with God, and to know that God sits on the throne. And this time is not a time for silence. It's a time to claim the promises of God for all people. And not only God's eternal promises, but the promises of here and now, this time and place, that as Christians we are called to speak out against things such as racism that are present around us. That is our vocation. That is our calling. And I think about, as the images this weekend were difficult to see of the protests, but there were also many images of interfaith people coming together for large, 700 people in one congregation coming together to pray and to bless each other as they moved out to try to speak against these difficult protests, clergy coming together in lines and walking together against what was happening, doing what God calls us to do, not for honor, but because it's the least we can do for the people around us, to walk humbly with this calling from God in our hearts. And the promise of Revelation that we'll continue to hear in the next 3 weeks is that the promise is for all. That all who are with God, all who are called by God, will join in this heavenly chorus, will be a part of this throne imagery, that this is a place for us to be as well, confident in God's control, in God's loving power and grace and mercy, thankful for all that God gives us in Jesus Christ. Amen.